Waterborne slope. The measurement in the front those white strips. You try to shape it like the tongue of a dog, and it's 2 fingers wide. That's the Manushina, what they call. This stops the rain. Lucy is telling the shape, the hood, one arm long, and the bottom. The hours measure the kikvina, that round thing in the hood, from your fingers. And the back of the hood up to the neck, you have to straighten it because it has to be sure. And when you put the manushina, it fits exactly when you measure it after. That's how to do that. That's how to measure the hood. I never made parki with round, but they always measure it. They always make it. She shape it with a round bottom. If it's sharp, try it. The shape of the bottom of the parki. And those manushinas between them, you have to measure them exactly 2 with your fingers, but I don't remember how much. They never use pencil. They just pinch it and make a mark when they're going to cut where they're going to cut it. Those days when there was no calfskin, question, what did they use for white when there was no calfskin? And they always use the belly part of caribou, and they cut the hair with the ulu, try to make it, cut them short, and they use those. Also sheep legs. They always shear, cut the hair shorter with the ulu. White sheep hair, and use it for fancy trim when they had no calf skin. That's what these people used long ago. The belly of a caribou, that white part, and the white sheepskin, and there always be some white reindeer legs. Also, for that trimming, they always skin the mud shark and use that for coyote. That mud shark skin, what they cut, that's what they use for some of the fancies too. Many years ago, they bought skins, what they call coyote. That's what they use from way far, maybe from Gamble or on the Norton Sound, I guess, somewhere around there. They always use that kind of fish skins. what they buy from over there. But Kobuk too, the river Kobuk, they always make parks and they always use their hands for measurement. That's how they measure it with their fingers. They don't like to make it sharp or too narrow, but if it's too wide, it's going to be folded. Some people always make parts with one caribou string. I made party. Some people always. Some people always make party with one caribou skin. I made one Susie bar. I stretched that and tied it. That caribou skin could be enough for one person when it's soft and when it's fit exactly. One caribou skin is enough for man park. That's what I made for Leva. But you have to tend them real soft. When you tan them skins, caribou skin is hard. It's different when you tan it. When you cut the sheepskin parki, you have to, when you cut it up, it has to be equal cut and several inches shorter, just like it always stretch. But you have to measure a little larger because the sheepskin is softer. And that's how to measure the skin. And even if you make it a little skinnier, then carefully, it always fit exactly. That's what I learned. Caribou and sheepskin. Also, woman party. The ears you make the hood. That's how you made it. That's how I made party too. When you make woman party, that get me not that ground. You have to use the ears and fill them and curl them to make a hood. In the front, what you call manushina, there's white lines from the face. You have to cut it straight down and curve the other side. And you measure it like your own leg. The calf. Of your leg, that's why it has to be. It has to be fit on the shoulder part right there. You have to cut it real inside. That's why. When you fold it over the back, when you stretch the back on the floor, you have to measure. You can tell whether it want to be. That's. That's how to measure. That's how to measure the back and the front. They want to stretch it. Exactly. The back and the front when you stand. You can tell a party when a person is wearing it. You could see the tail part and the front part. If you don't do the neck exactly how it's supposed to be fit, and that's why you have to measure equally with your fingers. Those days they measure them. That's how I did that, from how I was showed my. The hood is measured. This is the continuation of Zuzibar. The hood measurement is all the same, but the women have explained. When you pinch the top, that sharp cover up into the round kikminga, what we call, is your arm length. That measurement is the same way. That's if we had more time, maybe we could have made. I never made no pants yet. I made sealskin pants, but I never made no more. Another question. They say, and she was asked about nigra. Cut the nigra. I liked it when I wear nigra. They always cut them any shape, those nigra wolverine strips. Some wear them short, some wear them long. This is being faster from side. They're still talking about the hood. when you made the head, hood, when you sew a hood. I've tried it myself. I learned it from other people, what they made. A hood for when they cut the hood, they just told us that they always used two skins for parki, but they always cut the head on the other skin and sew it on to the other head for hood. So they put those two heads together and make a hood. And this is the measurement that they were explaining, the kidney neck to the point of the toward the forehead. They have to tan it real, real nicely, soft, so they could sew it and tan it with other kind of rock, clay, to tan the skin with, make the skin real soft. They use kitik to tan the skin. That's the way they tan the skin. I've seen them too. So we've seen that old lady tan with that clay, and that's what I wanted to explain to people, to tell them that this kind of clay is used for kitik, to tan the skin real fine. I have noticed too that when I was trying to make parki with sheepskin, it's harder to sew, and it's so soft. You have to measure, and it always stretch when you cut it, and it's hard to measure that fit. This was mentioned by Susie about how to make a parki with sheepskin, and I want to add that much more. That is harder measurement. One way too that have been mentioned in Tamil, one woman long ago, after dampening it with a solution to tan, one woman used to hang it on his pole and let it dry stiff, and then after it's really dry, you put it down and start to itch it, scrape it from the sides. That way it always gets real soft. It is also suggested that they always use fish brush. This is Effiator from Kaya. Tanning skins is different. Like when you're tanning a taboo skin for mukhebans, it's not the way they tan it for parki skins, but they always make a solution with caribou, with fish eggs and caribou brain to tan the skins. It's not like the way they tan the skins for parki. They use this solution with brains, salmon eggs, and broth. They rub it onto the skin and let it stay for a while. After they put that solution, they hang the skin outdoors to dry, watching it. And then when it's dry, they always start scraping it again to that's how The skin should be tanned for mottled skins, different from the parakeet skins. They also use the skitty for the bottom skin to make it soft and it's when you barely cut skin or tan the bottom, they're not warm enough. You can tell the warmth through the tanning. Another subject about nigraks, these woven strips hanging. I always use the belly and the head cheeks for nigrak. I always use the bookage for the and use the background. The dark colored ones, if I could find the dark colored one for the belly part. Also, when you make nigraks from the neck part, I always see them put the ones in the neck, the hair in the rose custom. I'm going to talk about the part of the cheat. It's about tanning skins too after they keep them hanging. This parky skin that she's talking about, after you hang them up on the line, you put them down and dampen them and start tanning. And this is about the manushinik. People always measure the, they always measure they always talk about the money, shouldn't but they talk, take the money, make the top part little. This is a new way, that different way from the, these other women were saying that she make the manushin little narrower up there and then use it that way. I cannot hear everything she say. Rose Custer is drawing a pattern to make a parakeet about parakeet. She's drawing it. We will get a copy of the drawing she made. How many would be enough? One, two or three? They always use three skins for women parking. If they're big, two big skins, no box, they always use two. They always use shoe legs, white legs for manushin. Adorfit. They always use one head for man part, that was big enough. They always measured on their knee, sitting down, folding. That's enough for manhood. They always use that. They always measure the length to a person. Some of them have longer arms, some are shorter. They're parking. This is Jenny Jackson. It is asked where they first saw the parki at Kahoti. And this, that's where they learned those parkis from down St. Lawrence Island, King of Meat. And then when that old woman, Kupisana, come from over that side, those people start to make Atkahotili parts. So she thinks that maybe those parts first begin from Siberia side. Also, Atikuluk, that's Atikuluk is man. Makhluks, they're like dressed makhluks, and that's where they start from. Where they heard first heard they had those, if they copied them from those people. Another thing about Nigrak, this wolverine tails pieces hanging, it's mentioned again that the Nigraks from about Nigraks in the back. They always use long ones from the belly part. It was mentioned before that they were from the belly, darker kind, and put wolf piece at the end, and then they hang those. They always shape it into the height of a woman and make the parking. How long? And three skins for a tall woman. And if a woman is short, they use two, but they use two skins for a man to male party. In the summertime, they get caribou for dinner. And another thing about mukluks, women mukluks, dressed mukluks, they always make them all the way up to their pants, and make pants for them, those white from ankle up, dress white, long mukluks with black for the feet part. They put wolverine strip two on the sides of the white, end of the white down to, so they could sew these strips on down too. They always use wolverine strips for parki, three wolverine skins parts and four if they have them, if they want them close together. Now we're going to move into another subject. This is Daisy Ticket from Nat. I'm going to talk about Mamukak. The Mamukak that are below the knees, caribou legs, hair inside. And there are some shorter style too. They call the Mamukak hair inside. They're all long and short. One short ankle length, and all of this is hair inside bottom, top, part with the soles. That's what we call tutula. This is Annie Lee talking about isiktu, knee length mukhlaks. They always use two pair of leggings for isiktu. Those same legs in front, same legs in the. You have to look at the hair and same, so that you can make them look good. It works more how to make it.